scarf off.
Used to try to recall the days of my childhood, but when I succeeded in doing so, an experience of time again. It was as grim and painful as the present. It was as grim and painful as the present. Other things which brought the contribution of anxiety and fear were coughing, which sounded like that of the gods. Black horses in front of the butcher shop. Black horses in front of the butcher shop. My spitting and the fearless flagon should someday reveal a streak of blood. That the salty liquid which rises from the depths of the body, the juices of life. From the ancient city of Rage. Yes. That's all right. You can have the jar. Keep it. To remember me by.
Suddenly, I felt that she was biting my lips savagely. So savagely that she bit it through. Used she to bite her nail in this way, or had she realized that I was not the hair-lipped old man? I tried to break free from her, but was unable to make the slightest movement. My efforts were useless. The flesh of our bodies had been soldered into one. I thought to myself that she had gone mad. As we struggled, I involuntarily jerked my hand. I felt the knife, which I was still holding, sink somewhere into her flesh. A warm liquid spurted into my face. She uttered a shriek and released me. Keeping my fist clenched on the warm liquid in my hand, I tossed the knife away. I ran my other hand over her body. It was utterly cold. She was dead. And then I burst into a fit of coughing. But no, it was not coughing. It was a hollow, grating laugh of a quality to make the hairs on one's body stand on end. In terror, I threw my cloak over my shoulders and hurried back to my own room. I opened my hand in the light of the oil lamp. In the palm of my hand lay her eye, and I was drenched in blood.
The violence of my agitation seemed to have awakened me from a long deep sleep. I rubbed my eyes. I was back in my own room. It was half dark and outside a wet mist pressed against the window panes. Somewhere in the distance a cock crowed. The charcoal in the brazier beside me had burned to cold ashes which I could have blown away with a single breath. I felt that my mind had become hollow and ashy like the coals, and was at the mercy of a single breath. And was at the mercy of a single breath. And was at the mercy of a single breath. And was at the mercy of a single breath.
It was Dr. Klangenblum. It was Dr. Klangenblum. It was Dr. Klangenblum. It was Dr. Klangenblum of the Concertzender. Vind ons op www.klangenblum.nl.
It is Dr. Klangenblum. It is Dr. Klangenblum.
Take your scarf off.
Thank you. far as I know.
Shut up! Jesus Christ, man, what the hell is wrong with you? Please, just shut up! Fuck!
God, what's with the hostility, man? I know you're a little frustrated with your life right now, but you can choose to be less hostile.
You're quite the drinker, took wine and sinker. I fell for it this other night. I met the drinker, took wine and sinker. And scattered matter, and we'll what we be rich upon. You feel around us here, and we can't find you. You look the center borderline.
Thank you.
You don't make up for your sins in the church. You do it in the streets. You do it at home. The rest is bullshit and you know it. You don't make up for your sins in the church.
dan heeft u wel even raar opgekeken, chef. Want dit was toch wel even heel nieuw gedacht.
So, what does this tell us about borders and migration?
Sun inside you.
Thank you. still need support, as well as in Mexico and Puerto Rico, we also want to mention that we've been careful. It could also allow...
Thank you.
radio television, and broadcasting 24 hours a day. Free sounds and programs from all over the world.
Quarantaine Radio Cyber Show 2020. Cyber Show 2020 Quarantaine Radio. Thank you very much for listening. Enjoy Simplex.
Yeah, I see you online. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.